This next sequence is called As Long as There's a Moon. It was another attempt at a love song for Phoebus and Esmeralda in the Court of Miracles.
Yet another discarded sequence.
It was a beautiful tune, but again, it still, to us, felt like it took too much focus off of Quasimodo, our hero. We tried to involve him more by having him perform sort of a wedding ceremony where he joins the lovers' hands together, like he does at the end of the battle sequence.
For a running commentary, please switch to your analog channels now.
We'll have our party after all!
Hi, I'm Stephen Schwartz, the lyricist.
Alan Menken, composer.
And this is a song that didn't make it into the final film called As Long as There's a Moon, though now we're listening to the intro to it, which was taken from The Court of Miracles. But we're about to get to the wedding sequence.
As I remember, our challenge in terms of this song was this was our second attempt to get a song, a ballad, into the last third of the picture.
And musicalize the love between Phoebus and Esmeralda.
Right.
And there, we were going to start with a real gypsy band.
And I think we wanted to create the feeling of a gypsy song that they sang as a wedding song, which would help it hold the moment. Because traditionally, the songs that we've used in the last third of the pictures have been sort of under montages, kind of the philosophical overview of what's going on. And this is more of a romantic.
Yeah, this would have been unprecedented for this kind of feature. I have to tell you, as I'm watching it now, I still miss this kind of a moment in the film. Whether it would have sustained within the film itself, and particularly for an audience made up largely of children, I don't know. I recognize the concerns with the audience for animated features, but I still feel that the story needed this moment. I think it's, looking at it again, it seems very charming to me.
As I remember, one of the keys was when it got to the chorus, it wasn't just your central characters, it was also all the gypsies joining in. And of course, Kirk and Gary had a lot of their comic gags going on as the ballad.
But I think that was all right. I think it was charming that it started comically and kind of clumsily with a kind of mock gypsy band. And then as we actually got to the wedding, we realized that these two people really did love each other. Of course, they found within the plot in the scene in the tower, which precedes this, a way to do this moment without music. But I do miss it.
And here again, we have the moment where Quasimodo is brought face to face with the love between Phoebus and Esmeralda. So you have that subtext.
Exactly. You know, I like this song very much. I also like In a Place of Miracles very much. And so I do wish one of them had wound up in the final version. And I think it would have been good to have a love song, frankly, somewhere in this very romantic film.
But of course, we had, as it ended up, we had, I think, 9 full songs, which is about 2 more than any other has ever had. This would have made it 10.
Yes, and I know we have considerations of length, of course, too, because you don't want to be too long in these things, again, for the nature of the audience. But I think it's so good to highlight Quasimodo's feelings like this.
Yes, yeah.
Without, where he's really an observer, he's not really singing about what's going on inside him, and so we can imagine him, what he's feeling, while this very happy song is going on.
Yeah.
I like the artifice, too, that in the boarding that the artist came up with, the idea of creating a whole false world within this underground cavern of the Court of Miracles. I think they solved As Long as There is a Moon visually better than they solved In a Place of Miracles, even though neither of them did wind up in the film.
Yeah. Listening to it, it's a song that did have the possibility, I think, of having the pop cover also.
Definitely, and it was something we were missing in the film. We were really missing our pop ballad that could be lifted right out of the story. So it's another reason I kind of miss it. But I, you know, in the end, I love the movie so much that I can't really be too unhappy about what's not in the movie, because I'm so happy about what is in the movie.
Yeah, me too.